State lawmakers are working to overhaul the system that sends aid to public schools based on their enrollment. But there's a problem. After state officials reworked the way they identified low-income students, it's now unclear how many poor students live in the state and what they need to succeed. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us to talk about this. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So explain more about this, Max, the reclassification of these low-income students.
You may remember a moment back in 2011 when Michelle Obama was pushing for better nutrition for children. And part of that was this so-called community eligibility program. It allowed districts with large low-income enrollments to give out free and reduced lunch to all of their students, not just the ones that could prove they were near the poverty line. Under the new program, eligibility was determined almost automatically. State officials would just check the roles of government assistant programs. You'd think of food stamps, MassHealth, transitional aid, and they'd compare that to the roles of the schools. But it turns out, Bob, there was kind of a devil in the details. We learned a lot from what students told us each year about what their families make.
So the change was meant to make things easier but had unintended consequences. Where did things go wrong?
Yeah, it turns out that tons of young people in Massachusetts who are unquestionably living in poverty just aren't using the programs that they needed to use in order to be classified as so-called economically disadvantaged. And then in 2017, the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education admitted that if there was a systemic bias to the new way of doing things, it was really against immigrants. So you have legal immigrants over 18. They're supposed to wait 5 years before claiming most government benefits. And then undocumented immigrants present a serious problem of their own. Mary Burke works with a lot of those families as superintendent of the Chelsea Public Schools. She says an undocumented youth will get temporary MassHealth benefits, but sometimes decide not to risk the legal consequences of submitting further paperwork to extend that benefit long term.
Many of them are afraid to go back and submit that income eligibility. And so naturally what ends up happening is our students will fall off the rolls.
Which districts have been hit the hardest by drops in funding due to missing out on economically disadvantaged students, not being able to find them or identify them?
Yeah, it's a relatively small group of districts that lost out especially badly. There's a cluster on the North Shore. It's Revere, Chelsea, Lynn, and Everett. Then you've got Brockton and Somerville. Worcester and Pittsfield are in the mix, too. Basically, this change hit hardest in districts that already had some challenges of their own. Lots of student homelessness, lots of immigrants, and maybe not a ton of property taxes to draw on.
What's the consequence of the shortfalls?
Well, I think to the state's credit, they stepped in pretty quickly to realize that this change would end up slashing aid to, arguably, the districts that needed it most. So they tried to plug the gap with temporary aid to keep it from hitting too hard. On balance, a lot of these districts kept getting at least nominal increases in their state aid, but it didn't feel that way. So says Diane Kelly, superintendent of schools in Revere. Kelly didn't have to lay off teachers as the change went into effect, thanks in part to that state aid, but she says she got about $2 million less that year than she was expecting. And so 20 teaching positions had to sit empty.
It almost becomes a vicious cycle where you're not able to get ahead because your class sizes are too big, the kids have too many needs, we can't afford to give them what they need, all because of this metric.
And then in a strange quirk, Bob, while those districts I mentioned above were watching their state aid kind of stall out, the state started to send more money to relatively wealthy districts like Weston, Concord, Nantucket.
All right, big picture on Beacon Hill. State lawmakers are right now debating an overhaul of school finance this summer. Is there a chance, Max, that this metric will be part of this discussion?
Yeah, I think it has to be, Bob. It's an accepted fact that low-income students need extra help to thrive in schools. So more money, not less money. That includes longer school days, longer school years, individual tutoring, universal pre-kindergarten, and all of that stuff is expensive. So as the state reworks its system for financing schools, it's also trying to help those students do better, to close the gap between the Chelseas and the Westons, so to speak. So it's really important, therefore, to make sure that Chelsea's getting all the money that it needs and capturing an accurate picture of how many students are struggling financially in that district.
All right. I guess we'll stand by for more information and see where it goes up on Beacon Hill. WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks, Bob.